Matthew chapter 16. Some Pharisees and the Sadducees who had come to Jesus wanted to trap him in his words, and so they demanded of him a miracle to show that God had somehow approved him. But Jesus replied, "When the sun is going down, you say, 'We shall have fine weather because the sky is red,' and in the morning you say, 'It's going to rain because the sky is red and dark.' You think you can predict the weather by looking at the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of these times. An evil and godless generation ask me for a miracle. No, the only miracle or sign that you will be given is the sign of the prophet Jonah." So he left them and went away. Well, as he said before, that sign was that as Jonah was 3 days and three nights inside the big fish, so Jesus would be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. When the disciples had crossed over to the other side of the lake, they'd forgotten to take bread. And Jesus said to them, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." They started wondering among themselves what this meant. "He says this," they thought, "because we didn't have any bread with us." Jesus knew what they were thinking, and so he asked them, "Why are you discussing among yourselves about not having bread? How little is your faith? Do you not still understand? Do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000 men? How many baskets, that's the baskets of crumbs left over, did you fill up? And what about the 7 loaves for the 4,000? How many baskets did you fill up? How is it that you don't understand that I wasn't talking to you about bread? But beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then the disciples understood that he was not telling them to keep away from literal yeast used in bread, but from the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. So you see how slow they were to understand. And it's the disciples themselves who are writing these Gospels, and they're saying that we were so dumb, we were so slow to understand. You who are listening to this, you be quicker. You'd be better than us. So they had a humility about them in their preaching. And so yeast is likened here to teaching, or to doctrine, we might say. So ideas and what is taught influence people, and we're to be influenced by the yeast of the doctrine of the kingdom of God and not by people and their teaching, human teachings. Jesus went throughout the territory near Caesarea Philippi. And whilst there, he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that the Son of Man is?" "Some say John the Baptist," was their reply. "Others Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "And whom do you say that I am?" Jesus asked them. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." "Blessed are you, Simon, son of John," replied Jesus, "for this was not revealed to you by flesh, but it was given to you directly by my Father who is in heaven." Well, you see how God will work directly on willing human hearts to help us understand. And so, Peter, "Truly I tell you, you are a rock, and on this foundation I will build my church, and death itself will not overcome it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what you unloose on earth will be unloosed in heaven." Then Jesus ordered the disciples not to tell anybody that he was the Christ, the Messiah. From that time forward, Jesus began to plainly tell the disciples, "I must go to Jerusalem and suffer much from the elders, chief priests, and scribes. I will be put to death, but 3 days later, I will be raised to life." Now, he was so clear, wasn't he, that he was going to die and then be resurrected. But when he died, they lost their faith. And after 3 days, when the women came and said, "He's alive," they said, "Nah, you're crazy. You're having one of your bad turns. It can't be." So you can be told the most basic things by Jesus and still not believe it. One of the things he keeps telling us is, "You really will be saved. You really will live forever. You'll be in my kingdom." And we kind of doubt it, although it's so clear. Peter then took him to one side and began to rebuke him. Far from it, Lord, he said, you must never allow this to happen to you. But Jesus turned around and said to Peter, depart from me, get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle in my way, because what you're thinking in your thoughts is not from God, but from man. So Peter is called a Satan or an adversary. It just means an adversary. And the problem was particularly the thoughts in Peter's mind. These, Jesus said, came from men, from the flesh and not from God. Then Jesus said to the disciples, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What is a man profited if he gains the whole world but loses his life? Nothing at all. There is nothing he can give in exchange for his life. For the Son of Man is about to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he's going to reward each man according to his works. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste of death until they've seen the Son of Man coming in his glory. And in the next chapter, we're going to read straight away about the transfiguration, about Jesus, as it were, in glory, in the great vision. So I think that was the fulfillment of those words there.